your relationship with money. We have with us, joining us to talk about that, financial advisor with Edward Jones, David Gottlieb. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing okay. Let's talk about this Edward Jones survey, relationship with money. What was the idea that they wanted to conduct this survey? What were they trying to look for here?
Well, the goal is try to see what groups and different groups of people, how they're saving for retirement, how they're using their money, and seeing if anybody has emergency savings. You hear the numbers all the time of people not saving. So our goal was to try and find out who is saving and who isn't.
Well, let's talk about different generations probably have a different relationship with money. Can you kind of go through some of those different age groups and how they're dealing with it?
Yeah, it's surprising. I think one of the groups that gets a lot of flack is the millennials, but they're through the numbers, you see 48% of millennials are considering themselves to be savers, not spenders, where Gen Xers, 46%, baby boomers, 56%. So it kind of debunks that myth about millennials. They are saving money kind of with their 401k plans. They sign up right away. So that's a good sign.
Is that because of what they learned from their parents or what they see in society or having gone through that recession in 2008? So what's the impact of that?
I think you're seeing it more so as it's coming into play that when they're hearing about retirement plans at companies, they're putting more money to work that way. They automatically are hearing that you can save for retirement, where some of the baby boomers there, you didn't have those plans in place. Different groups actually were out spending a lot of money. I think a lot of these kids have actually seen that, hey if we save money, we can get there faster.
Do millennials even know what money looks like? Because, I mean, most of the time it's...
So how do you define money? That's going to be the thing is... If you're looking at money in their hand, no, but they look at it, because of technology, they're looking at their money online all the time. They see their bank accounts, they see their investment accounts if they're investing today. They are actually more active looking at it, which is good and bad. Sometimes people look at it, they react to the markets a little differently when they're looking at it all the time as opposed to the long term, but that's a number we'll see over the next few years.
See, I grew up at the point where I would stare at my passbook and I would see what they had typed in at the bank when I had given money to deposit, or I would shake my piggy bank. Those are the two ways I could tell.
Well,
when
I started, you were getting a statement. People were getting statements once a year, then quarterly, then monthly. Now it's 24 hours a day. So it exasperates the markets a little bit in when it goes up and down, how people make financial decisions.
David, is there any kind of recommendation that you make when it comes to saving based on a person's income?
I wouldn't say there's a set amount, but I say it's, My thing is that anybody in any equal income level can save some money. And I've seen it. It's just about what your spending is. Not so much just what your income is where are you spending and where are you wasting? And take a look at that, and whatever you feel you can put away without affecting your day-to-day life, you should save.
We're talking with David Gottlieb. He's a financial advisor out of Pepper Pike in the Cleveland area here with Edward Jones. They had a survey relationship with money. Where did you find out folks are learning their bad habits from money? Where did that come from? Do we confess?
I think it's just one of those things. It's the easiest thing not to pay attention to. It scares people. Like I said, my job is to make people do things that are difficult, that they're not comfortable with, and that's saving. They're marketed to every day to spend money. So the hardest part is to get people to save money. And, you look at the savings, the college savings out there where you hear about student loans, I always say is that we don't have a student loan problem. We have a people saving problem.
Is that kind of what you think of when, as a financial advisor, your job is to help people save and make money? What drives you in that industry?
The biggest part of the job we have is actually getting people to save, because if they don't save, they're not going to have the money to invest. So the job is to get people starting early, save as soon as you can. And the more you save, the power of compounding, you'll have a lot of money. When you look at just $50 to $100 a month, what that can turn into in 20 years, it's pretty incredible. It's just we're not talking to enough people to get them to sit down to know that they can do those type of things.
Has money become something that's discussed at the dinner table? I mean, it seems to be always, even in families, it's sort of, I don't know, a hidden secret or unknown, or it's sort of not really talked about.
I think it's a little, yeah, I think it's a little bit more open now than it used to be. You know, it was don't let anybody know. You don't want anybody in your family to know what you make or how you do. But I see it being more openly talked about. I think part of it is the ability that of technology, and people are talking about, in the news is always about the stock market. I think people talk a little bit more about it.
Where can people find out more about this survey, or if they're looking for some financial help?
Well, one of the ways you can do is go to theedwardjones.com, or you can reach out to a local Edward Jones advisor that's pretty much in almost every town across the country.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, David, is getting the information out, and hopefully we've encouraged people to start saving, especially this time of the year when they're looking at their W-2s and their previous years, all that stuff. That's when the money stuff comes right staring in your face, and it maybe gives you
exactly a
plan for the next year as well. We appreciate your time,
yeah,
David.
So hopefully, thank you for having me.
Thanks.